119 verse 68. Psalm 119 verse 68. It talks about the goodness of God. That God is good. And being that he is good, he also does good things. Lord, we want to praise your name. Thou art good and doest good. For thou art good and doest good. One can be good, but it's another thing for that person to do the good. But our Lord God is good. He is good and doeth good things. Let's appreciate God. God show us his side that he is good and show his goodness. And through all those goodness that we enjoy, that we are here today, let's praise the name of the Lord. Let's bless the Lord Almighty. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Let's bless God. The Lord who is good. Who is always to be praised in the name of Jesus. Adonai, we praise your name. You are good, oh God. You are good, oh God. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are beautiful beyond every description. You are good, oh God. You are good. You are good. Lord, we've seen you and you have expressed yourself. You express your goodness to us. You are good. Oh God, you are good. Forever we proclaim. You are good. You are good. Forever we proclaim. You are good. You are good. You are good. Forever we proclaim you are good. Oh, you are good. Forever we proclaim you are good. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Kumama. Hey, Yahweh. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you for who you are. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. We proclaim you that you are good. You show us your goodness in the day, in the noon time. All our loved ones, the church of God, we experience your goodness in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. We bless your name. We worship your name. Be lifted in the name of Jesus. Be glorified, be magnified in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we praise you. You are not only good, you does good thing. And after this, in your doing good, you do great and wondrous things. Oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, we give you glory. Psalm 86 verse 10. Psalm 86 verse 10. Say, for thou art great and keep doing wondrous things. Psalm 86 verse 10. For thou art great. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Beloved, I want you to return praise unto this God that does great things. That God that does wondrous things. And he does it for the uses of you, humankind, in we are beneficiary of it. Let's begin to magnify God. Let's begin to praise the name of our Lord God. We thank you. We proclaim that you are good. Oh, for thou art great. Oh, for thou art great. And keep doing wondrous things. For thou art great. And keep doing wondrous things. For thou art great. And keep doing wondrous things. For thou art great and keep doing wondrous things. For thou art great and keep doing wondrous things. For thou art great and keep doing wondrous things. We worship you, Lord, with our heart full of thanksgiving. We worship you on this very first day in the month of August. We come to offer thanksgiving offering. We come to offer thanksgiving praise. In the name of Jesus, we worship. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, let's thank God for his mercy that we receive. No, as secure as this environment is to some large extent, yet evil, wickedness still comes to people inside their home. Imagine recently, a whole family was wiped off. Mother and three and two grown up. No, the boy went into the house and get them, he tied them down, he shot one, and no, he massacred them. You can, yes, even say, no, you say, go, you know, if you watch, the way wickedness was just perpetrating for the kind of this middle of the year is one after the other. This, the family he killed is not just a mere, you could see, you know. It's a man that was no, even the man was a commentator for BBC for this race competition in Twickenham. If the house is not a house that was just ordinary, it was well built and secured. But this man went into the house. He killed an aged woman. He killed the daughter, 126, 128. Even it was yesterday, it was 2 days ago, that doing information that the guy managed to call the police. He tested someone, that someone is here, but before he wasted them. Look at what was happening 2 days ago. And among all of these things, we are moving up and down. Our children, you know, sometimes we say we are taking them to park. We are going to this. See, many people we are seeing in the high road, many of them are devil incarnate. But God, his mercy cover us. His mercy saw us through. Let's begin to appreciate God for this mercy that worked for us. The mercy does not cease for a while. Let's begin to appreciate the Most High God that his mercy worked for us in the day, his mercy worked for us in the night, and throughout the month, the mercy prevailed for us. Begin to praise the name of our Lord God. Begin to adore the one who is rich in mercy. Oh God of heaven, we see that truly you are merciful. Your mercy is beyond descriptions. We worship you, O God. We adore you, Abba Father. Abba Father, we honor your name. What can we say? Oh, what can we say? Until the Lord, all we have to say is thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, what can we say? Until the Lord, oh Lord, all we have to say is thank you. Everybody hear me say thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, all we have to say is thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our God, all we have to say is thank you, Lord. For you are great, you're the miracle so great, and there is no one like you. There is no one else like you. Oh, for you are great, God, you're the miracle so great. Oh Lord, there is no one else like you. our God, there is no one else like. Oh God, for you are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. For you are great. You're the miracle so great. Our God, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like. Oh God, you are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Everybody say, how I love calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Oh, how I love, oh, calling your name every day, every day, every day. Your name is the same. Oh, how I love to calling your name every day. Your name is the same. Ah, Lord, we shout your name. Your name is the same. When we call on you in the middle of the night, beloved, just go ahead and be, I love the God more with your worship, with your praise. Thank the Lord for that name that always answerable. When we call on that name, it does not go to voicemail. Let's King God the praise that name answer to every issue. When we call on that name, the name answered. Let's give God praise. I didn't mean the name does not answer. What will have been our lot? Let's give God praise. Ooh, if truly you want to be appreciative of what God has done, can you praise God for that name that you call on certain issue, on certain moment, and Lord rescue you. Father, we praise your name. Father, we thank you. Be exalted. Oh God, be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. Thank you for the name given to us. That name overpower every name. That name overrule every other name. That name nullifies every other names. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, oh God. We praise you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we have come to pray. But even if we use the whole of this meeting to worship God for what he has done, and it's not considering that this day fall on the day of prayer, August 1st, meaning that Lord has helped us to this far, and he will take us to the very end in the name of Jesus. By the same mercy we have enjoyed, the same grace will see us through in the name of Jesus. Can we just pray that God, here I am. Here I am, oh God, have your way. Here I am. Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Let your blood purify me. Let your blood make me whole. Here I come to your presence. Lord, I ask for your blood. Let your blood take charge. Let your blood purify me. Let your blood overrule every record of iniquity in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray to you. Here we are in your presence. Let your blood overrule whatever want to stand against our prayer. Let your blood overrule whatever record of any iniquity the enemy has against us. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives in the name of Jesus. over everything that concerns us, we plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Declare after me, O month of August, here I come. O month of August, here I come. O month of August, here I come. I come to dominate. I come to acquire. I'm here in the month of August. I take charge. Month of August, I take charge. Begin to declare, oh month of August, I am here. I've come this far. I've come to take charge. Month of August, I take charge. I rule in the name of Jesus. Month of August, here I come. I come by the empowerment of God. Month of August, my family, the church of God, we come by the energy of God. We come to take charge. We come to dominate. We come to be empowered. We come to be empowered. Rakopa shakata le paroko tashade ikabare kede e kompele kadawada. In the name of Jesus, month of August, we come to take over. Ayakopele kede le kopa. Begin to declare. That is authority on your tongue. Begin to declare what the Lord say you are. The Lord say you are head and not the tail. The Lord say you are more than conqueror. That's what the Lord, God of God say. So therefore begin to decree, month of August, we have come to take over. We have come to rule. We have come to reign. We have come to rule. Month of August, we have come to rule, to reign in the name of Jesus. Month of August, we have come to take over. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have come to take over. In the name of Jesus, we have come to take over. In the name of Jesus, I have come to take over. I come to take over by the empowerment of God, by the energy of heaven. I've come to take over in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Colossians 3 verse 2. It talked about setting our affection unto heaven. Yes. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affection on things that are above, not things of the heart. Beloved, the same mercy that has helped us is by the help of God. And when our affection is gripply fixed on who can supply that mercy, then all other things is ours. And that's why the Bible enjoins us that we should seek the Lord first, meaning seek his kingdom first, that all other things shall be added. Recently, especially in this last age, to keep the faith, to stand by God, to hold on to God, is becoming a big issue. It's becoming a thing of contention, even among the Christian, among the believer that do hear the word of God every day. Beloved, I want us to pray for a special grace, especially in this month, because this month we are going to thrive. We are going to flourish by his help in the name of Jesus. We are going as a church. We are thriving and we are flourishing in the name of Jesus. As a family, we are thriving together and flourishing by his grace in the name of Jesus. But the author of that flourishment, the author of that elevation is God. Let's open our mouth and pray that, oh God, empower me with the grace to set my affection on you, to set my affection on things of God, that I will not be disapproved by your mercy. Nothing will slip me away. Nothing will slip my focus on you. Daddy, help me, special grace. Ask for special grace to set affection affection on God, to set affection on things that are above, where Christ seated with the Father, because our help can only come from him. Bible says, I will look up to the hill where comes my help. My help is from the Lord. Oh God, we come to pray. We come to intercede. Lord, give us the special grace, especially in this month, to set our affection on things that are above. To set our affection on things that are above. In the name of Jesus, we will not look right. We will not look left. We will look unto you. Even when it is easy, even when it is not easy, oh God, we pray, help us with special grace, help us with special grace, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray for yourself that my focus in you will not be questionable. My focus on you will not be questionable, because devil, no, is our arch enemy. He knows that our source is our God. But oftentimes, he tries to bring things that we disassociate us. Sometimes, it might be truth, very easiest things. And 1 second, 1 minute, hours of dislocation with the flow, that will be problem. Let us pray that, oh God, my focus on you, especially in this month, because this month, by his mercy, we are thriving by his grace in the name of Jesus. So nothing is stopping us. That, oh God, my focus on you should not be questionable. Nothing will dislocate me to focus on you. Nothing will dislocate me to receive from you. Every antis from the pit of hell, it shall not walk upon me. It shall not overcome my life. Open your mouth and pray that on this month, in this month of August, Lord, I will focus on you. Nothing will dislocate me. Nothing will disconnect me from you, from the source. Nothing will disconnect me from receiving from heaven. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Devil and his works, devil and his agents, all his works shall not disconnect us from looking upon you, from looking unto you, from receiving from you in this month of August, because many things you are doing in this month, you are wrought miracles, you are wrought signs and wonders, you are wrought turnaround. Month of August, we shall not be disconnected by any means, in the name of Jesus. As a church, we shall not be disconnected. As a family, we shall not be disconnected. As an individual, we shall not be disconnected. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, the grace, the special grace to set our heart right with you, so that we can enjoy the best you are giving to us in this month. Lord, we ask upon our life. We ask upon each family. We ask upon our daily endeavor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, ever as we ask, oh God, let this special grace be released upon the church in the name of Jesus. Grace to receive, and to receive is to connect to you, the source. My God, every antics, everything devil will try to bring to our way, Father, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We shall not be disconnected in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Quickly, can you help me open book of Esther? Esther 9:1. Beloved, do you know that as we enter the month of August, so us, and we have plans, we have aspiration, some also, devil and his agent, they are plotting this. Yes. Say, now, in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 28th day of the same, when the king commanded and his decree drew near to be put in execution. I want you to follow me. In the day that the enemies of the Jew hoped to to have power over them. Though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jew had ruled over them, that hated them. I don't know if any other version, maybe NLV, that one says very clearly, explain it very well. But what this person was saying, that there was a decree to be executed. And if that decree is executed, it means that all the Jews, they shall be wiped off. But on that day, he said, in that day, the enemy of the Jew hope to overpower them. Do you have one yet? Yeah, the king order came to effect, meaning the order has been made and the execution is about to be performed. Yes? This was the very day the enemy of the Jew has planned, meaning that everything has been done, as every execution has been made. Yes? Yes? Kai! Oh my God, I like that one. Say, the table we are now turned, and the Jew overpowered those who hated them. I decree, as we just read this word, and we heard it, and we place our faith on it, whatever that has programmed themselves together, whatever that has been preordained from the pit of hell, over each and every one, over our life, over our health, over our career, over our endeavor, in our journey, as we move day by day, over the least person in our family, today, the table turn around against them all in the name of Jesus. The table turn around against them all in the name of Jesus. The table turn around against them in the name of Jesus. Whatever we ask, I will just stand for this 1 minute. You are standing as a watchman and as an advocate for your family. And as we stand here right now, we are standing as the advocate for this church. We are going to decree that everything that has been arranged for anyone or for anything that will affect us in this month of August, whatever plan that is of evil that has been preordained from the pit of hell, just waiting for execution because it has been concluded. Oh God, turn the table from heaven in the name of Jesus. Turn the table against them. From heaven, oh God, turn the table against them. Begin to declare as you are standing. Turn the table against them. Over my life, over my career, over my health, over my daily workout. Oh God, I pray whatever has been preordained for evil execution. Oh God, the table of God turn against them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been preordained from the pit of hell, oh my God, let your table turn against them in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, as you are standing, decree again, whatever has been put together to overcome us. There are some people that until that thing overcome them, that's when that thing we see their hand and go back. But as for we, the plan of the enemy go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray, lastly, as we are standing there, that whatever has been put together to overcome me, by the word of God, I overcome them in the name of Jesus. My children, the least of my children, overcome them in the name of Jesus. Every member of my family, every member of this church, even those ones that are not on the right way, on the right path, Lord, your mercy, overcome for them in the name of Jesus. Begin to declare whatever has been put together to overcome. Oh Lord, let the contrary come to effect. We overcome them in the name of Jesus. We overcome them. Begin to declare in the name of of Jesus. We overcome them in the name of Jesus. We overcome them. We issue the verdict of God over every issue that has been arranged, every plan. Oh God, we decree, we overcome them in the name of Jesus. Let the opposite happen. Let the opposite happen in the name of Jesus. Let the opposite happen in the name of Jesus. Let the opposite happen in the name of Jesus. Let the opposite happen in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, as we decree, the seal of heaven, perform it in the name of Jesus. Let's have a seat. On the prayer point, our Father in the Lord used to send, he's added one prayer to it. I think maybe there is the third one or fourth one. We are going to issue that verdict with our mouth. Bible says we are sons and daughters of authority because our Father has every authority in his stead. We are going to speak to this month of August. I think in the maybe third part or number fourth, he said, month of August, you will not consume me. We are going to, it goes beyond a prayer. It's a verdict from the throne of grace. And we are going to issue that verdict as we are sitting down. We are going to declare. Let's look at the month of August with our spiritual eyes. Let's imagine it. I'm going to see that month of August, you will not consume me. For whatever evil that goes with that month will not consume me, will not consume any member of our family, will not consume any of my household. Month of August, hear ye the word of God. You will not consume me. You will not consume my household. Begin to declare. Begin to give the verdict right now. In the presence of God, month of August, I decree you will not consume me. You will not consume my household. In the name of Jesus, whatever you do, whatever you try, that it shall not work. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, month of August, month of August, month of August, you will not consume any of us. In the name of Jesus, I decree, I declare with the saints of God on the corporate anointing in the house, month of August, you will not consume any one of us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Everyone, we are going to pray and say this, that month of August, I manifest my evidence. We are praying, but it's a month that we must have a physical evidence. That is, we must carry it. That is, we must give testimony that we showcase all what you are praying for. You know, when we are praying, everybody is praying. But no one knows what each other person is praying after. But when the miracle happens, and this person give testimony, then it will showcase the prayer you have prayed because answer has happened. We are going to pray that in the name of Jesus, month of August, I manifest my evidence. I manifest my evidence on every side of my family, upon my expiration. I manifest my evidence in the name of Jesus. I manifest my evidence in the name of Jesus. Month of August, we manifest on our evidence in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we manifest evidence, physical evidences in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we magnify, we manifest physical evidences in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Matthew, he got to a stage Jesus saw his disciple on the sea. And Peter asked him, "Should I come?" I think the book of Matthew 14. If you can open it, Matthew 14, 28. Quickly. But along the line, Jesus asks Peter, "Oh, yeah, come." By physical reasoning, it is impossible for Peter to walk on that water. And Peter came and he was walking. Meaning that what was impossible for Peter, Peter did it. We are praying lastly that, Lord, in this month of August, impossibility, we work on them in the name of Jesus. Begin to decree and declare. Declare with your mouth that impossible, oh, what that look impossible for me, I work on them. I work on them. I work on them in the name of Jesus. I work on them in the name of Jesus. Everything that look impossibility for this church, we walk over them. Every issue that look impossible, we work on them in the name of Jesus. We work on them. We work on them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, by your help, we work on them. And we thrive over them all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, as we have prayed, Lord, let there be divine performances in the name of Jesus. We walk over every impossibility in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. We worship your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God on this first day of August. His mercy has brought us this far, and we will have a better ending, a great ending in the name of Jesus.